Johnson Center for Philanthropy's Tamala Spicer on the line. She reminds us of the role nonprofits must play in these times, including the role of boards and presidents and CEOs, and of course, the community as well. Tamala, good morning. With Dorothy A. Johnson Center for Philanthropy, part-time faculty and doing great things in our world. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you on this dreary Friday?
Let's do that hashtag silver lining, although it is kind of dreary, isn't it? You know, I'm doing the best I can with all my community events and my having to do my interviews by phone. But we're turning it into the role of the messenger. So I'm doing fine. Thank you. Let's get into our conversation. And I know having just spoken with our president, Grand Valley's president, has moved all the courses, our courses online, instructing most of the staff to work from home. So let me turn to you. How is the work of the Johnson Center proceeding in the midst of this?
Well, our staff has been working from home since Monday, and we're staying in touch with great online tools. And we're fortunate that we do have a lot of online tools available to us. We're trying to also have some fun and keep a sense of community, because that's the hard part when you work from home. We've been sharing our office assistant photos online. Many of us have pets, and so we have lots of fun cat and dog photos to share with each other. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing that just as a way of staying in touch together as staff, and you have to have some fun in the midst of all of this. We're also preparing to move all of our trainings online for April and May, so we're in the process of looking for the best virtual tools to do that and getting communication out to everybody so that they know where to find us.
What types of responses are we seeing from the philanthropic sector?
Well, we're seeing a lot of foundations beginning to set up special funds and really looking at different ways of grant making. Some foundations are doing more rapid response grant making. Here in West Michigan, United Way and the Grand Rapids Community Foundation have partnered together to set up a fund for coronavirus response. They're really looking at nonprofit organizations that are serving the most vulnerable populations right now. We're also seeing, you know, a lot of people are starting to think about what's the long-term impact going to be on the sector. So we're seeing philanthropy asking different questions. Part of our nonprofit organizations have to really be thoughtful about how they do service delivery. This morning, I don't know if anybody has seen our little blog post that went out this morning, but we had a great announcement from our director at the Johnson Center, Teresa Behrens. And Dr. Behrens noted that philanthropy during this time is really for all of us, which I think is a great way to think about it, that whether that is supporting your local restaurant that is closed by going in and doing a takeout order or purchasing gift cards to be used later, whether that's checking on your neighbor, being thoughtful about the types of donations that we're giving and keeping in mind that our in-kind donations might not be able to be processed right now. Many nonprofit organizations are having to adjust and maybe don't have volunteers coming in to sort through in-kind donations. So be thoughtful about the fact that perhaps those are more appropriate made in financial donations. We're seeing companies like Zoom and other corporations offering free online tools so that people can stay in touch during this time. I don't know if anybody else caught this, but Yo-Yo Ma actually did a little mini concert on Facebook Live the other day, which was phenomenal. So it's great to see that people are taking to heart this idea that philanthropy really is that love of mankind and care for each other. And I see more and more people stepping up to do that every day.
Thank you for that reminder. Tamala Spicer with us on behalf of the Johnson Center. Tell me more about advice that you're giving to nonprofit organizations.
I think the key right now is that nonprofit organizations need to remember to communicate. Communicate with your donors, communicate with the public. When we go into crisis mode, sometimes we have this reaction of we become very insular and we don't communicate outwardly. And my biggest piece of advice for nonprofits right now is to make sure that we are communicating externally. Use the variety of platforms. And then also, as our nonprofit organizations are adjusting and thinking about program delivery, there's a lot of really fun and creative opportunities to think about how we serve. I've noticed that Shedd Aquarium over in Chicago has their penguins wandering around, and they've become a bit of an internet sensation. They've even written a letter to the Chicago Tribune talking about how they want to encourage their human friends to stay sheltered. So they're, you know, Shedd Aquarium is having a lot of fun with that. The Cincinnati Zoo is doing Home Safari Facebook Live every day at 3 o'clock, and they're introducing their Facebook Live folks to their animals in the zoo. So there are ways that our nonprofits can get creative and think about how they continue to communicate and engage the community, because we're still going to be here in 3 months, 2 months, 6 months, whenever this is crisis has passed, and we need to make sure that we're continuing to share our stories and engaging the community in our work.
Right. Tamala, you and I have talked before about nonprofits or boards and nonprofit boards, honored to serve on several. What role do they play during this time?
Well, the challenge with that is all the nonprofit board members are dealing with many issues right now, right? We're trying to figure out adjusting working at home. Many nonprofit board members might be, you know, closing businesses, trying to think about how to manage their own work in the midst of social distancing. So I think the inclination is, well, let's cancel meetings. That's not the best answer. I think what nonprofit boards need to remember right now is their executive directors need them. We have a lot of nonprofits that are trying to pivot, trying to figure out how to serve food during this time, trying to figure out how to make sure that the most vulnerable populations are still taken care of. And so the executive directors are facing a lot of stress during this time. If nothing else, they need their boards to step up for moral support, help them figure out how to think through some of these questions, help them feel like, you know, this is going to be okay. We all just need to support each other right now. So I really encourage nonprofit boards not to cancel meetings. Do them virtually. Find a tool that works. Even if it's just getting on a conference call, there are all sorts of free conference lines that people can use. But just stay connected, and also for nonprofit board members to think about how they're sharing their organization's story. There's a real practical side to all of this as well for the boards, and that might be rethinking some policies that we have in place. I was talking to a nonprofit executive on Tuesday, and she mentioned that one of the changes they've made is they've added additional PTO so that families who have kids home right now can create more flexible schedules and take a little bit of extra time off as needed. So we have to rethink our processes right now to fit sort of the changing environment that we're all working in. And I think it's important for boards to be engaged in those conversations.
As you noted, with a couple minutes left, we are all hoping life will return to a sense of normal. I hesitate to use the word soon, being a little more realistic. What then for organizations?
Well, I think choices we make now are going to impact what happens then, right? So I think it's important for organizations to think about, again, keep that communication going and think about what's this going to look like when we all return to quote-unquote normal. I noticed that the Grand Rapids Symphony is already offering free Picnic Pops tickets to healthcare workers. So they're looking ahead to summer. They're saying, we're still going to be here. We're still going to move forward with our programming. And I think it's important for nonprofits to have that message out there. I also think it's important to document learning. Even here at the Johnson Center, we have been learning so much about online platforms during this 1 week of working at home. And as we transition our trainings online, we're learning what works best. We're doing the research and trying to figure out what platform is going to work best for our organizations that come to us, you know, for those educational opportunities. So I think you have to be thoughtful about how you're documenting your learning during this time. Are you figuring out different ways to distribute food? Are you thinking about virtual art classes? Are you doing mini performances online if you're a music organization? So what are the different ways that we're learning to share our message and share to distribute our programming during this time and use those lessons, you know, as we move forward? Because we can learn to develop our work and change our work for months and years to come as a result of this. So I think we have to sort of look for that silver lining in all of this.
Here we are. How do we find out more information to keep up with the latest Johnson Center news?
You can follow our blog and find all the latest news at johnsoncenter.org.
Thank you, Tamala Spicer, on behalf of your leadership, program manager with the Dorothy A. Johnson Center for Philanthropy.